Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am an automatic venting machine today. I realize we have the mailbag.
Yes.
I realize that we've got that before we do anything, because it's not all about me. It's all about you, the listener. But I will tell you that I am going to vent. I need to vent.
Really?
And I have been wanting to vent against this person for a long time.
Someone
in this room?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, I do that every hour.
I know. I was going to say.
Airflow.
No, I never pent up a vent against you guys.
Pent vent.
I never do a pent vent. No, it's just this will be a psychotherapy session for me that is long overdue. And I hope to spin it in such a way that the audience will come away perhaps a little frustrated, but a little sympathetic at the same time.
Enlightened.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's huge when you can enlighten the audience.
Yeah, I'll give you a tease. It falls into the category of who can joke about my current situation and who makes me laugh, a la Oscar Santana, which is funny.
Yes.
Or a listener that is not funny.
Oh.
That's where we come from.
Okay. This is exciting.
But we'll get to it, okay? Brian Baruti, we'll get to it.
Oh.
Hope you enjoyed that 1 month of being my friend.
Oh, dear.
But it's not all about me.
No, it's not.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Brian.
It's all about you.
Brian.
Yeah. Couldn't wait. How about that for a tease?
It's all about you.
Brian.
It's all about you.
All of the time.
He's a really big fan, Mike. Thanks, Carla. All right. There we go. Ahoy, Captain Rob. Do we have any postcards or presents in the hopper today?
Yes, we do. What do you want first, presents or postcards?
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
The Robisons have checked in from Mississippi. Check out this.
Mississippi.
Beautiful. They're in Bass Lake.
The Robisons or the Robisons?
It's Robisons. They actually put in a spell
check.
How's
it spelled?
R-O-B-I-S-O-N-S. Robisons.
Oh, Robisons. Okay.
Yeah.
If it was an E, it would be Robison.
Exactly.
Like Paul Robeson, the famous Broadway singer.
This you're going to love, Mike. Checking in from Reno, Nevada, but they are actually in Beckham, Germany, listening all over the world. And the best one, the Highlands of Scotland. Look at the Loch Ness Monster right there.
Oh, look at that, Nessie.
Ooh. Love that. That is from...
Oh, look at that, Nessie, poking her head out of the look.
From the Zacks. Who's the guy from Reno? I did not mention his name, Oscar.
Reno. We've got Trevor Franklin.
Very nice.
Trevor
and
Franklin.
Presents, Mike, you're going to have to check your mailbox. Brian Erickson has sent...
Oh, man, I'm going to have to check my mailbox in December.
For Pony Boy, a bottle of Oregon Pinot Grigio.
Ooh.
Bottle of drink.
Ooh.
And for Mr. Mike O'Mara, looks like a Premier Cuvée Pinot Noir.
Beautiful. Courvoisier.
And you know what? Since it's a box for two bottles.
Is that a cuvée or a cuvée?
Cuvée, I think it is. C-U-V. And
you throw it over your comforter, Mike.
With an accent a goo over the E.
Is that from Oregon as well?
It is. It's Oregon wine.
God, I want to see that country.
Gentle cycle.
I want to go out to Oregon. I would love to spend some time in the Pacific Northwest.
And Pony's
it's one of the regions
donate,
I'd like to see.
He's going to donate his bottle to you because it's a package for two bottles. So.
Just
you
like
know,
Lewis
somewhere,
and Clark.
Thank you, Pony.
Look, I'm not promising anything, but I think somewhere in the future, the Pacific Northwest, Spokane,
area.
That'd be great.
Out there.
Yeah,
I think
Mountain
the
View.
TMOS needs to get
Let's
out
do
to
this.
That region.
And perhaps the best gift of all, Mike, from
Cupertino.
Listener Christy McLaughlin, and this is spelled McLaughlin. I don't think it's McLaughlin. I think it's McLaughlin.
Hold on a second. Is it spelled the same way as John McLaughlin?
M small c, big L, A-U-G-H-L-I-N. Is that
McLaughlin?
The McLaughlin.
You don't pronounce the P-H.
But anyway,
it's McLaughlin.
She has at an auction picked up from me beautiful, wonderful Christy McLaughlin, an entire collection
yeah.
of Elvis collector's plates. And look, They actually have rhinestones in the plates.
Wow, Rob, look what you got.
Yeah, so, and I was thinking, where am I going to put
like
these?
That's like a dream gift.
That's
for
the
you.
Biggest problem you've had all week.
I don't know where I'm going to put them, but I'm pretty sure they're going to look good, Mike. And someday you must come to my home. Oh, here he is. Look, here's the right sundial jumpsuit.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
See, not a lot of people know all the jumpsuits
vintage.
Have names.
And it's got a certificate of authenticity.
Serious question. Will those be going on the wall of the Spiewak Mansion?
I was looking around last night. They're all going to go in the Elvis bathroom.
There, that's perfect. I was going to say that's nice. Perfect for the bathroom.
Because there's that strip of drywall above the shower tile.
We all know
so
that
you can
strip.
Do them in a yeah. long... Well, you know... He's a delight, isn't he?
That's always
anyway, so that's...
Like we've been there.
Mike, that's gift corner.
Happy birthday.
That's wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Christy McLaughlin.
We have a new youngest listener.
Oh!
Welcome to our world, Connor Lee Pearson. Born at 1:42 a.m. on August 20th in Austin, Texas. Mother and baby doing well. Father is feeling thankful for TMOS and whiskey.
All you want.
Today is birthday numero 38 for Josh Tibbetts, listening since 1998. Josh! Happy birthday. John Crandall turns 38 this weekend, and he'd like to hear Rob's impression of NBA Oscar.
Oh, please.
Oh, well, can we spin for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, please.
Let's see what happens. Degree on the wall, degree on the wall, degree on the wall.
Hey! And right. It's an a-hole progressive. Here we go. I don't know if you know this, but I just recently completed a master's degree from the Robert H. Smith School of Business, and it was really hard. I was able to do it while doing a lot of podcasts at the same time, but listen. Listen, I was talking to my cohorts. A lot of them are big players in the world of business.
Can I give you an
impressionist tip?
An impression tip.
I'd love it.
Because you knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's just a question of of material.
We're all here to learn, Mike.
I love the whole the voices sound.
The voice
is nothing
strong.
To be tweaked. The way to do NBA Oscar would be for you to research NBA jargon.
Yeah. Finance.
Like circle back.
Well, you may be surprised what's yet to come.
Oh, you mean you've got more?
He's got a full script.
I was going to say, if we're going to celebrate this man's birthday, what we really need to do is circle back, make sure the juice is worth the squeeze, and you got to anchor low. So
he did it. See, I didn't even need to critique. He did. He
there.
Was ready to go.
Happy birthday, Johnny Crandall. Someday we can be cohorts.
Oh, you showed me, Spiewak.
Nice
That's
pull.
Fantastic. Writing in from the land of three-name people, Amy Hunter Hansen has doppel wishes. Yesterday was the birthday of both her dad, Paul Hunter, and her son, Eddie Hikes. And she bought each of them gifts through our Amazon link. Hooray and whatnot!
Yay, I like that.
Joe Fox of Silver Spring, Maryland is a 31-year listener, wow, who turned 39 last week. Congrats, Joe, and thanks for listening since the beginning when you were in third grade.
Can you imagine that?
Third grade. That's incredible. Mr. Luke Charlton, is about to become a man. He turns 21 next week. Happy birthday, Luke.
Luke, and your father offers you this sage advice, Luke. Son, beer is only rented, and strippers sometimes lie.
It's true.
Oh, wow. It's
very
true. Sage
nice.
Advice. Hi, guys. I turned 50 last week. I have to write my own birthday greeting. Happy birthday to me. That's from... Why is it pronounced Tam?
No, that's the actual pronunciation for Tom. T with an umlaut over the A-M.
Tom Campbell. Did he put the pronouncer in?
He put a pronouncer
that's
for
funny.
Tom.
That's funny. Tom Campbell. Bellingham, Washington. I told you we have to go to the Pacific Northwest.
Yes, we do.
We have to get out there. Top of the morning, boys. I am writing you from the Emerald Isle, Belfast, Ireland. While here, the TMOS show is keeping me connected to home and sane. While waiting in airports, thank you guys. I thought when I saw Belfast, it would be that lovely lady that we talked to. From
no,
Belfast.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's this guy.
Last Sunday, my best buddy and longtime TMOS listener, Kevin Lorenz, turned 45. For once, I will be nice and just say happy birthday.
That's nice.
Maybe the Jamaican jerk could wish him a happy birthday as well. Thanks for bringing the funny every day. Eric Yinger. So he wants a Jamaican
jerk. Is that a slot machine poll?
For Kevin Lorenz. Let's see what happens, okay? Dreadlocks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big win.
Oh, look at the lazy letter from Eric Yinger without any detail to help along a bit. If I got some more salient information, man, about Kenny Lorenz, maybe perhaps I'm coming in with some material. But he doesn't give me dick. You know why? Because he's lazy, man. Eric Yinger, I'm not going to talk about your friend Kenny Lorenz. I talk about you, man, hey, with no material to work with, you slacker boy.
Hey, jerk, you know you actually are...
Hey, Rob, how's the weight problem going there, man? You know, you eat donuts every day, man. You sneak away when no one's watching you, man, stuffing that food in your face. You're going to drop that fall down the stairs someday, man.
You are closer than you know, because you know when Eric Yinger wrote the letter, he did not include his friend's name. I actually had to write back.
Oh, Eric Yinger, always with the sweat of the details, man. Hey, I think it's a safe bet, man, to say Eric Yinger not going places. I don't think he got a chance of doing nothing in his life, but that's okay. Sit on your hands, man, and listen to TMOS, your incredible slacker, man. So long.
Thank you, jerk.
Here's the Jamaican jerk.
He's in high season right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, my name is Eva Richardson, and I'm writing to request a birthday greeting for my husband, Nathan Strobel. He turns the big 3-0 this week. I understand that the traditional happy birthday is the thing to request, even though I have no idea what that is. What is that? Is she indicating that Eva doesn't listen? Is that the
Yeah, I think
thing?
She might be what is referred to in the business as a bitch on wheels.
So that's what I'm requesting. He loves the Mike O'Mara.
He
loves the podcast and has been a fan since the very beginning. Eva, pound sand. Okay, the fact is...
Yeah, you tell her, Mike. How dare she?
Eva, if you're going to write into the show, if you're not going to share something your husband, Nathan, loves, then I don't have time for you. And I mean, and I really don't care for the, you know, I understand the traditional happy birthday is the thing to request. We've dealt with that passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I understand you boys do something silly on the show. I'm really not involved, but he likes it. Yes.
They're all dragged in one way or another. They're all dragged there.
Hit the alarm. Where's the alarm for him, Rob? Come on now. Thank you very much.
This poor man. The only thing he has is this show.
Yes.
The only thing.
That's
for
it.
Her to acknowledge it is probably a big step in their relationship.
Okay.
Right?
Probably.
Big step.
But the fact is, I want her all in. Jump on board, Eva.
Get it.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, I'm writing in the hopes that you guys will wish my lovely wife, Cheryl, a happy belated 9th wedding anniversary. It was August 20th. And that Scott Shannon could offer us some lifesavers. We're not even going to spin for that.
Okay.
I don't think we need to back me up a little on that one?
Yeah.
Just kind of thrown out there.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like the Shannon bit? But the Shannon bit is kind of born out of
it's
the show.
It's organic as well.
It's truly organic. It's one of the most organic bits we do.
Now, if he asked for like a Wayne Newton bit.
Right. If he asked for Oscar to do Wayne
animal,
Newton, that's
right?
another
different
thing.
Animal.
He
different
wants
animal.
To do his
he
Wayne.
He wants to, doesn't he? It's cute, right?
I
or
do it
perhaps
in the
if the letter was sent from Dave from Shannon McIntosh instead of Dave McIntosh, then we do it. But that's just not going to happen. So I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just tough love.
It is.
You got to train a Mike. Boundaries.
Berating Eva Richardson and then that letter that I hope I can get a little more perky. Hi, guys.
The turn has happened.
It happens.
Last Tuesday was Carlos Ortiz Pino's or Teezy Pino's.
Ortiz would make sense.
No, it's Ortiz E. Pino. There's a Y in the middle.
Oh, another a hyphen.
Carlos
is that a hyphen
Ortiz
in Spanish?
E. Pino or Teez E. Pino. Is he called Teez? Is that his name?
No, it's Ortiz.
What is what?
Ortiz E. Pino.
I know. I've seen that name.
Ortiz
E.
Pino,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oscar E. Ceballos?
No, not that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Is it a hyphen in Spanish? Tell me more.
Last Tuesday was Carlos Ortiz y Pino's 42nd birthday. He is an amazing husband and father who works about 200 hours a week at a job he hates just so I can afford to shop to my heart's content on Amazon through the TMOS website, of course. Keep working, Carlos. Being a political junkie, he would love a greeting from the late mayor, Marion Barry. And if the wheel doesn't go in our favor, that's okay, too, because we never get too happy. Katie O'Rourke
Ortiz Pena.
Really? I mean, I know she's been a listener for a long time.
She has. Yeah, it's a tough name.
Look at Rob. It's when she's a mobber. I know that.
Oh, no, I don't know. I wouldn't know her if she came up and slapped me in the face.
So
hey, Oscar, can I slap you in the face?
Katie O'Rourke Ortiz Pena.
Yeah. I don't make them
That's
up,
what she signs her letters with?
Precisely.
I mean, I mean, okay. But she wants to keep the Irish. That's good.
Yeah.
is it?
Let's spin the wheel. Okay?
Oh, I wonder how this is going to go.
Oh.
Nothing! Oh. No, and I know her because she's been a fan for a long... I know the name.
Yeah.
It just...
It hurts even more when they do it, Mike.
I'm sorry. That's 3 for 3 on these, yeah. And I can't help myself.
Mike, they have to learn somehow.
Next letter. Real sorry about that. Katie, I love you. Hello, friends. I've been a fan since I was a board op for the old Don and Mike show back in the mid-90s in Phoenix. We replayed your afternoon show the next day as a morning show, removing all references to traffic and afternoons. Every damn day. Radio. Let's put it on in the morning. That's where it really belongs.
Do you know where it would work in morning drive?
It would really work in morning drive. I remember those days.
It's classic Phoenix radio where they're like, you know what? We're just going to pipe in the East Coast or the West Coast, whatever coast we want this week.
It's a great show. It's in the afternoon?
Really?
And then we'd look at him and go, yeah, Dick. since then, I've always wanted a birthday greeting from you all. But my first wife, Little C, and now my second and current wife, Big C,
I love these guys.
Have both blown it by never submitting a request. Since my current C wife can't take a hint, and since I just celebrated my 43rd trip around the sun, here's a nickel for the slot machine of voices, hoping to hear a greeting from my favorite fishmonger, Dick Queasy. That's from Matt Jameson. Let's spin the wheel, see what happens. Dead lobster.
See, everyone's a winner. Big winner.
Nice.
Well, hello. How are you? Well, I'd just like to say on behalf of all of us up here north of the border, it's a goddamn shame that Mike O'Mara didn't find his way north with all of his failing health issues. And by golly, we're sure looking forward to seeing him in the near future. I really hope he gets up here. And if he does get up here, make sure he tries our brand new chocolate-dipped Dick Queasy discarded hush puppy.
Oh, yum.
They're hush puppies we picked up from the local Red Lobster in their dumpster, dipped in discarded chocolate.
What kind of chocolate?
Discarded.
Oh, okay.
And served on a plate for, they're absolutely free if you buy one of Dick Queasy's discarded seafood shore dinners. And we hope he gets by and he does that. But to Matt Jameson, Jesus Christ, it sounds like you've got some home front issues that are rather significant there, Matt Jameson. And I'm not sure. I would just say your C wife should be C for cutie pie.
Aww.
That's what I would say.
How's your wife, Dick? Are you still with Wheezy?
Oh, blow it out your ass, Spiewak.
Oh,
wow.
Wheezy Queasy.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the gang, yesterday marked my first... Bye, Michael. Have fun at school. Meeting the new teachers today. Bye-bye. Have a great time. I love you.
You see, for those of you at home, little Michael just walked in front of the window.
Son.
Yeah,
he did.
Yes. Yeah, he's off to see teachers. Mr. Han.
First day of school.
Mm-hmm.
He's meeting his new teachers today, so that means because we're taping the show a little early today, Daddy won't be able to do the... analysis, if you know what I mean.
Plenty of time in the school year, Mike. There's 4 quarters.
Dear Rob, Mike, Oscar, and gang, yesterday marked my first day as a 40-something. I am a longtime listener through the show's various incarnations. It has gotten me through tough times and helped me celebrate the happy ones. But perhaps most importantly, to me anyway, I get extremely anxious when driving over large bridges, and TMOS has held my metaphorical hand several times across the Golden Gate Bridge. That bridge.
Really?
I hate that bridge. I am terrified of that bridge. I am. And I'm not a bridge phobic guy, but I don't like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Really?
Makes me scared. I think
does it have motion when you're on it?
No, it just, I think it happened when we were passed by crotch rockets at about 100 miles an hour, and that scared me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought, for some reason, when I get out into the Bay Area, I always think earthquakes.
Yeah.
I'm weird that way.
Oh, yeah,
it's true, I'm a warrior.
Well, they happen there.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Anyway, the Tappan Zee Bridge, been on that one.
Sure.
That one doesn't bother me as much. And the ultra-famous Piscataqua River Bridge. I have not used the show to help me. I think it's Piscataqua.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Piscataqua. I don't know.
It's a dumb bridge.
Who knows? I have not used the show to help me over the Delaware Bridge or the Bay Bridge because F those bridges. thank you so much for all the laughs over the years. You're the best. John from Portland, Maine. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, for Christmas last year, I asked for just one thing, the TMOS bonus show subscription. And guess what? Or subscription. Sorry about that.
subscription.
I turned into Regis there. The Michael Barra Show bonus show subscription.
That's
Hi,
okay.
This is Larry King. The bonus show subscription. Hey, are the health issues taking their toll?
Oh, he's got some home front issues.
Yeah. I guess, and guess what instead? A great big box of disappointment.
Oh, how do you even wrap that? Mm.
So in April, I finally bought a bonus show subscription for myself. Not only did I get a full year of bonus shows, I also got the entire anthology of past bonus shows, 286 so far.
Ooh!
Today is my Doppelnickel birthday, and instead of asking for one of your fantastic impersonations, the traditional birthday song, or even a pep talk from the Gingerbread Man, I would like to share a gift with all of your listeners. I call it the Mike O'Mara Show BS Exercise Plan, and here's how it works. Each bonus show is an hour, so I walk or work out for 1 hour every day while I listen to a bonus show. And I will BS my belly away while I laugh my butt off.
Smart.
See, BS right. stands for bonus show.
Plus, the TMOS BS exercise plan is cheaper than Oscar's spin classes, Mike's many rounds of golf, Rob's jukebox and microphone collection, and Pony Boy's big box of anime porn. Thanks again, and keep bringing the funny. John T. Yingling,
that's
not
funny.
Spelled like the beer.
No,
good
that beer,
though. That's funny.
And I hold in my hand, I believe, our last letter here. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Actually, second to last letter. I'm the morning show host and promotions director for a radio station in Pennsylvania.
Ah.
This week, we're giving away Michael McDonald tickets. It's the old listen and win bit. Well, I'm sitting here dubbing the iTunes into our system, and as the songs play in our production room, all I can hear is Mike and Rob's dueling Michael McDonald's. It's killing me. Every now and then, I'll be laughing, and someone will stop in. It's not easy to explain to them why I find taking it to the streets so damn funny. Even after the daily 80 minutes of goodness ends, you guys keep us laughing all day. Keep up the great work. Well, put us on your radio station.
Please,
up there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Please, Pennsylvania. We used to be on like
Hello.
Five radio stations mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania. That would be a lovely fit. We would love to get that kind of Ocean City to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, good arc.
And we've got roots in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Thank you. Mike
yes.
Keller, we appreciate your support. And you don't love me.
Oh, wait. If you want, I didn't know you were going to do it or not.
I didn't want to do the whole thing. Stop.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
And finally.
Oh,
hello,
he
Mike,
broke his heart.
Oscar,
he was
Tony,
ready.
And Rob.
He like cocked back to go in. And
Mike, I held a handgun to your head and cocked the hammer. Just like Ryan locked me.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Rob. Rob, Oscar, Mike, Pony, everybody.
Yes.
My beautiful wife, Keely Gilfinan.
Ooh.
No, Keely. Kylie. Let's do it again.
Yes.
My beautiful wife, Kylie Ortiz O'Rourke Pino.
No, no, no.
My beautiful wife, Kylie Gilfinan.
Yes. Yeah,
let me do it again. Kylie Gilfillan. That's it. Kylie Gilfillan is a devoted P1 listener, and her birthday is coming up. I'd like to make it really special for her. Would it be possible for me to have one of Mike's old hips?
That is awesome.
I could think of nothing better for a birthday present than a hip from her favorite DJ encased in resin. That's the funny part. That's the part where he took it from average funny to big funny. On display in our living room with our other Mike O'Mara Show memorabilia that we've collected through the years. I am pretty sure that Florida has a law that the original parts have to be returned when you get aftermarket parts installed. That's for sure. I think it applies to cars and disc jockeys. Of course, I'm willing to pay all shipping fees.
This guy is awesome.
Failing that, the four of you wishing her happy birthday will have to do. Thanks for everything you do. And remember, you have a home in Reno, if you so desire. Patrick McQuillan of Reno, Nevada. That's all. I love that letter. Thank you. And start the show, Robbie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My brothers and sisters and I had this babysitter named Veronica when we were kids, and I was in love with her. I was in love with Veronica. She would babysit us on Saturday nights. And in my head, when I was a little kid, I thought that Veronica was like 25, 30 years old. I was just talking to my mom the other week. I found out that when I was 10, Veronica was 13. So why was she in charge? All she could do was dial the telephone a little better than I could. 13 when I'm 10, that's just like hiring a slightly bigger child. That would be like if you're going out of town for the week and you paid a horse to watch your dog. Like, all right, here is the number where we'll be, and here's where we keep the dog food, and you're a horse. Shh. Why do people do that? People always shush animals. They go, hey, shh, shh, shh. They've never spoken.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime, everybody. I talk about Framebridge a lot because I love this product. It's really fantastic. If you want to get something framed, it's Framebridge.com, the easy new way to frame things you love, whether it's a pic on your phone or a poster or fine artwork, anything you want. Framebridge makes it easy and affordable. Just go to Framebridge.com and pick out a frame you like, or let a designer help you choose. You can even preview your art in its frame before you buy. Safely ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package, or simply upload a picture on the Framebridge site or app. You can even upload directly from Instagram. You'll get framed pieces in days, not weeks or months, delivered right to your door. And instead of paying hundreds at a framing store, Framebridge prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. And they don't mention this, but I will mention it to you. Mm. When you receive your Framebridge frame, the work that they do with putting all the hardware on it for hanging on the wall is so beautifully done.
Yes.
It's so professionally done, and it's better than you could do at home. And I've been hanging a lot of stuff on walls this summer, and I will tell you, I love the Framebridge frames. They're fantastic. Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, you will save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, framebridge.com and TMOS, that's 15% off your first order at framebridge.com, promo code TMOS. That guy, that comedian sounded like he was channeling the inner Kevin Meaney.
His name is John Mulaney. He had a really rotten sitcom on Fox for a little while, but his stand-up and his stand-up specials are unbelievable.
Yeah, is he a skinny guy? Is he a
little guy? He looks like he's 12 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I miss Kevin Meaney, and that's somebody I wish we'd see more of on the national stage, because I just think, you know, he still has it. He's still funny. And, you know, it's frustrating when you go back and the stuff we love is back in the Johnny Carson era.
Yeah, he was one of Johnny's favorites when he would come out in the red jacket and the red tie. I don't think he does that anymore.
I want to, before we go to break, because I'll keep this very, very brief, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back. But I did want to vent. So this guy, that about 2 months ago, whatever, Carla says, you got to refriend this guy, Brian Baruti. And
Baruti.
He's snarky and he's just mouthy. He is always on.
Just
he always
like
has
Tony.
A comment.
Yeah.
But here's the thread last night. Here's the thread last night on TMOS Fan Club. He writes something along the lines of, "Gee, I'll keep my fingers crossed. It's not a memorial service with Mike's health issues."
I saw that.
And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there. Nobody should have more of a rhinoceros skin than I should have.
Right.
And I realize that, you know, when Oscar says nowhere to go but up to heaven, that's funny, but it's funny to me because it's Oscar. And I read that, and not only did I'll be honest with you, okay, I cop completely to not having a sense of humor for that because I've been so terrified.
Yeah, it's been
with
a suck,
all this medical crap. I admit
suck
it,
time
I
for you
when
that,
I mention it. You know, it, you know really, I'm rooting it. For you. I'm
well,
rooting,
yeah,
but when Baruti does it.
He's a dick.
Is he rooting for you?
No, well, no, he's just
not
I mean,
rooting
he's a dick.
For him.
But it's not. here's the thing. If he had a catch line that was kind of, it's just laying it out there.
Yeah.
And also he doesn't.
No, let me finish, Rob. Let me finish. That's the thing. I have a relationship with the audience that I never thought would be more intimate than it is with the podcast. I never thought it could get more intimate than radio. So I really, really, really do ultimately consider the people that listen to this show to be friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put me and really, this is, if I was a bigger fish in the sea, I probably would let this roll out. I got so, my feelings were so hurt by that.
Aww.
Because not only was it everything I've been living. And by the way,
you know, when you get the some of the crap I have, you know what the words they use? They use the word dangerous.
Yeah.
They talk about that. I've just come out of that. I'm still dealing with a little bit of it, and it sucks. And I'm in doctor's offices, and I'm pissed off because this was elective surgery that I was already supposed to have well in my rearview mirror. And I'm really, really, really down last night. I mean down. Like low, low, low. Like get this fixed. Let's move on. Enough of this medical crap. And I read that, and it was just so... Look, I've had worse stuff said about me, but when he did that, and this is the guy that Carla came to me and said, this is a really big fan of the show, and he wants to be refriended. And so my new MO, my modus operandi, never, ever, if I unfriend you or block you, there's a reason. And I'm never reversing it. I'm never reversing it because he's that kind of guy. And it hurt. And it hurt, and it didn't make me laugh. It made me sad. And I bet, but he's such a loudmouth dick. And I wanted to come on this show
and
say
let everybody know.
Because he's always
what were the comments underneath?
Let me tell you about this guy. He's the kind of guy. It is always something snarky.
Yep.
It is always. He doesn't do it to me. He doesn't just do it to me. He does it to everybody, and it pissed me off, and it hurt my feelings. And the comment was something. With Mike's recent health issues, I'm not sure whether we're going to be going to a live show. I'll keep my fingers crossed that we're not going to a memorial service.
Yeah.
And that was just really, I mean, you know what?
No refunds.
I'll be honest with you. Hey, Brian, I know that I make fun of this and I laugh about it and I joke about it. That hurt me so much because I am living this crap right now.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible. I did. And here I am. And you know what? And that's cool because people are going to say, gee, Mike, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
I cop to it. I completely cop to it. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because this is a guy that I had blocked out of my little world and I didn't have to deal with his dickishness. And now I don't have to deal with it ever again.
Yes.
Because he's gone. He's no longer part of
me.
Do
you remember what originally got him booted?
Yeah, what was the original boot?
I got 5,000 people.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And you've got a queue of 5,000.
I've got a queue of probably 1,000 that are
more than that.
Way more than that.
I've got 1,000. You've got more than that.
No, that are blocked?
No, that people that are waiting to be your friend.
No, my queue, that there are more than that, the queue waiting to get on the list. But the fact is that as far as the blocked list, you know, it's a smaller list. It's just something where every right from the minute I lifted the block on this guy, I'm reading his little to other people little
snarkisms. Snark.
He thinks he's so funny, but he's so and here's what I felt ultimately. Here's what I felt ultimately about this. That made me feel like I was the trained ape, the trained monkey. That I was not a human being. And it became very... Look, there are people in our listening audience that have sent me correspondence during this time.
Private.
Have been private. That have been some of the kindest things to deal with. And by the way, I'm not dealing with what some people have to deal with.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing fine. And I'm coming in here. And this is elective to buy... they call it provoked. In the medical business, that
really?
everything that's happened to me was provoked because I got the surgery.
Well, those but jerks on the putting green said, "Do it,
bounce back." That's right, Oscar. They goaded me into doing it. But it was something that I just had to come in here and vent about because I was so. Because it's not that the comment bothered me. People have made death jokes about every one of us on the show.
Yes,
the thing that bothered me was it was so. I was so completely objectified by the dude that it just had that feeling. And I realized every comment he's made really has been in that kind of area with everybody.
And the timing.
Don't we agree that there's a lack of humanity online anyway?
Yeah.
That there really is. And so when this guy just thrives in this environment because he can make his snark and then go back and
run away laughing.
Look at his oversized, his giant, ugly face.
Hey, don't
avatar.
Get personal. Don't get personal.
I'm personally hurt. I'm personally hurt by
Mike, was it... Look, to be fair to everybody involved here, I read...
No, we don't have to do that, Oscar.
I read that and I said, well, that's probably not appropriate because I'm sure, if you're being honest, you have thought about your own mortality.
Yes. Of course I have. Yes. I thought about that because when you're sitting there, when they're sticking needles in you and you're in the hospital for 3 effing days after you've been in a hospital for 2 days, it sucks.
Yeah. And you, the timing
totally
again,
sucks.
You were at a better part and then you made a step backward that no one expected. And that's when he chooses to kick you.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it's a thread. And so
yeah.
then you get the other pilers on.
Oh,
and
I didn't that's read what it down goes. Below.
And, and the thread is there. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, it just, I know it comes with the territory.
From now on, only positive words
shut up.
About Mike
shut
O'Mara.
Up, shut up, shut
mandate.
Up.
Mandate.
You know what? It's easy for you, you know.
They
I mean,
destroy
you
me
say,
on there.
They don't destroy
you. Oh, are you,
you
kidding me?
They don't.
How about you know what?
Like
you know what? We've
you
know, all.
Let me tell you,
you
something.
You might have blocked the people that write bad things about me because they
no,
write bad
on.
Things.
There is a pecking order, and it goes in the order of the show, and it is probably yours truly, followed by you and Rob.
Mm.
That's kind of where. And probably you get it most, more than Rob does. It goes me, you, Rob.
Let's diffuse that situation. And, you know, we if nothing else, we have a great crowd of people that can be mobilized. Let's do a hate thread about Pony.
The thing here's the thing. I know how I sound. I know how petty I sound. I know how overly sensitive I sound for somebody that's doing what I do for a living. I cop to it all. I give you, as Albert Brooks would say in broadcast news, I give you everything. I know I'm a pussy. You know what? I'm going through a pussy moment right now because I'm sensitive, and he did write it at a time that absolutely was the perfect storm for me.
Sure.
And I sat there after coming from a doctor's office who said, looks a little worse than when I saw you before you went into the hospital. My shoulders slumped.
Mm.
I sat in my chair. I read the other comments that, were basically some positive, some not. And I just went, man, that was a dickish thing to do. And here's a guy that I had been told, and rarely has this happened. This is probably 10 people where I've been told, they really want to get back. They really want you to unblock them. They really want you to do that. And I did it. And I'm here to say, Brian, for anybody that's on that list that is blocked now, they will never be back, and it's all because of you.
Mike, it's...
Wow, you know what? He afforded change.
Mike, it's like it's like the what George Bush tried to say that one time. You fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me once, shame on me. Right. Fool me twice, shame on... you won't be fooled again. So that's it. There's my little psychotherapy thing, and I'm dealing with my stuff, and it sucks, and I... You know, I'm going to let you know when that when I come out on the other side, because right now it sucks.
Yeah,
it totally
I'm gonna
sucks, and I'm ready to level a doctor.
A bunch of graphics with the arrow up when you when you've made the turn, so you can just post those. People
look
won't
forward
know.
To that.
How about the movie up?
Now then he's like going somewhere else, and Mike's better than that.
Okay.
How about now we go to break?
All right.
Everybody get up. We'll take a little break. Come back with more.
Get up.
I'll tell you about the hurricane. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Fun, fun, fun.
Nous Frenchies savoir comment passer un bon moment.
We Frenchies know how to have a good time.
Vous, les Américains, vous êtes tellement ennuyeux.
You Americans, you are so boring.
Avec vos rediffusions de MASH et votre Crystal Pepsi et cette vie.
With your MASH reruns and your Crystal Pepsi, is this life?
Prendre la vie par les cornes, savoir sensuellement.
Take life by the horns, savor it sensually.
Fumer, boire, et surtout, à l'écoute de Cake and Cookies.
To smoke, to drink, and most of all, to tune into Cake and Cookies.
Car sans rire, nous ne sommes que des sacs de viande.
For without the laugh, we are but sacks of meat.
Cake and Cookies uniquement sur le réseau Plus.
Cake and Cookies only on the More Network.
Sentez la tension.
Feel the tension.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. We tell you about the best way to hire. It's ZipRecruiter.com. You can post all your jobs to the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter. And you can do it with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person super fast. And isn't super fast the way you want to do something like that?
Oh, it's even faster than fast. It's super fast.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. That's right, 1 million now. I mean, wasn't that 800,000? Like,
yeah, it's really it's moving along, man.
Thanks, Rob. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Moving right along, man. You bet. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
Mike, it's huge.
What's that?
It's a 25% increase. That's huge.
That's wonderful. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it. Absolutely free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. So we are in the tropics, and because it is South Florida, we are monitoring the tropics. If you've watched the national news, you've probably seen a little bit of this, where there is an unnamed tropical depression right now that hasn't even formed into a real tropical storm yet. And they are talking about the path of this. They call it the spaghetti chart.
Didn't the tropical depression start when you read that post from Brian Baruti?
Yes. Yes, it truly did. Did Oscar say kick me when I'm down?
No.
I didn't say anything.
No, dude, you said when that came with kicking me when I was down. That was exactly what that was all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say that.
It just came in
timing
that moment.
Timing is everything.
Where, I was just looking at it, and look, Zika, I know all the people say, hey, Mike, you dish it out. You can take it. You yeah. do it. I know. It was the moment.
It's tough.
It was
sure.
the moment.
We're all human, Mike.
And then I was filled with rage.
If you prick him, does he not bleed? If you tickle him, does he not laugh?
By the way, here's his face. This is his Facebook identity.
I want to see him.
Anyway, so they have what are called spaghetti charts, I think, or spaghetti graph.
They're so nice.
That's where they, hey, how you doing? We got this. And the hurricane or the tropical storm, they're showing all these different spaghetti lines.
The possible paths.
They've got the European model, the USA model. And pretty much every single one of them is coming right into my backyard.
Whoa.
That's the way it looks right now.
Can you, for those who are not familiar with your, is it Southwest Florida?
West South Florida is
what
we like to joke.
West South Florida, okay.
But the thing is,
does it matter where they hit? Because the size of the storm would be something that you would have to consider, correct?
Right now, the way it looks, and here's the thing. Right now, they have in 48 hours, it's got a 50% chance to develop. Then they say in 4 days it's got an 80% chance to develop. They don't know exactly where it's going to go. They don't know exactly what it's going to do. So you're sitting here going, well, here it comes, and you're not going to find out exactly what's going to happen probably until we're 2 days away from it happening. And
you need that extra time to prepare, to know whether you got to get out of town. The 2 days
absolutely.
Are valuable.
It's a little scary. It's
yeah,
a little
of course.
This is the first time since I've lived down here that I've been even, you know, in the gun sights of something like this. So you're looking at it, and you wonder what's going on. I got no bitch here. The fact is that I'm just watching it, and I watched one squiggly line kind of kiss Miami and go up the east coast of Florida. Then I got one squiggly line that hits Miami and comes directly across the state. Then I got another squiggly line that really the one that bugs me, which is kind of hugging the west coast as it comes
because
up.
Because once the hurricane comes inland, it loses power quickly.
It loses so if it goes over land.
Right.
Once it gets to the Gulf of Mexico where
Look
the
out.
Water is really warm,
yeah.
they're saying it maybe will go and take a right turn and go up towards Mississippi, Panhandle of Florida, that kind of stuff. So we're keeping an eye on it and trying to see exactly what's going on.
Do you have a plan in place?
Not really. No, my plan is to live till tomorrow.
Okay.
That is,
that's a plan.
What is your, I guess, your plan if something comes?
If we were 2 days out and we were going to get some sort of
Do you drive out?
Ominous
do you fly
forecast,
out?
I would probably fly Carla and Michael out of here.
Yeah.
You know, probably. That's probably
Maybe
what
some
I would
FaceTime
do.
With your friends up here.
You know, I mean, I'm not sure.
They could stay at the bar.
This is all New York.
Yeah, have a hurricane party.
Hey, I have a drink called that. Isn't he the guy, if he lived in a hurricane area, wouldn't he be that guy?
He'd be the guy that they'd interview surfing.
Yeah.
That idiot. Yeah.
The waves are really great. Bar.
Yeah.
So we were told there'd be a storm surge, but we were having a hurricane party, and then I lost my home.
Sadly, we had 17 bricks sold for the beer patio, but they all blew away.
No need to go anywhere.
God.
We're going to roll the dice.
We shall rebuild in 6 years.
Everything's going to be fine.
This is my wife, Maureen Donahue Cerrito. She said we're going to be okay.
How's it going, honey? Are you worried about the hurricane?
I don't care.
Anyway, so.
That's the first time we've
I know. I'm sorry. We're moving by that.
We're
moving by
so
that right
up.
Now. So it's a. It's what it is. It's what it is. And I will they're kind of, if I really obsess on it, it'll drive me a little nuts.
Sure.
But right now you just kind of they're weird down here. They really obsess over it, but in a good way.
How do you mean? How do you mean? How can it be a good way?
They have their. This is where they have their act together.
This is where they make their money.
Is this like a
snowstorm for them up here? Like if they have a blizzard up here?
No, because in Boston, how is it different?
It's different because they don't hype it.
Okay.
And they don't find joy in it.
Okay.
They go into this complete. Right. You really get the sense that what they are trying to do is truly get the facts in order.
Okay.
And let
lives
people,
and property.
This is life and death
state.
Stuff around here. Yeah. They want lives and property. That's right. So they're doing that, and I'll keep you posted. But them squiggly lines.
Spaghetti lines.
Squiggly lines. By the way, the cone, the little red cone they show.
Of influence?
The cone of influence is also right over the tip.
Oh,
right on the tip of Florida, tip. Which is where hey, I live.
Watch out
here.
For the tip, Mike.
Watch out for the tip. It's very, very dangerous.
I like the tip.
That's all I got. Let's take another break, and we will come back, and we'll have some food discussion, if you don't mind.
Good.
Oh, nice.
Mrs. O'Mara's mother is in town, helping her out. God bless you, Linda, for coming down when we needed you the most. Thank you for all the help you've been giving your daughter so she didn't stab me to death while I was sleeping. And we'll talk about cinnamon rolls that were made in the O'Mara household, and I got some very definitive ideas about cinnamon rolls and what you don't need to do to them to ruin them.
Oh,
interesting.
We'll be right back. How about that for a change?
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Thank you, Morgan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know what, consumers? I urge you to consume your heart away. I truly do. And the best way to consume is to use the Amazon page at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You go to our website, click on Amazon, and get anything you want at your fingertips. For God's sakes, if you have a little disposable cash and you have an afternoon to while away, you can just bring the world to you. Mm. Here's the magic of Amazon. You go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. You click on it. And then with just your fingers, you can get wonderful, incredible, exciting merchandise hand-delivered to your door.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that truly special? I know I'm amusing you with this. Pony likes my Amazon reads more than anybody. It's just, it's so simple. You don't even have to use. Listen to me carefully.
What's this?
Hey, listen.
You don't even have to use both hands.
What?
No.
How do you? But the, what?
And if you register with Amazon and put all your equipment in there, your information, not your equipment.
Put all of your equipment into
Amazon. Hey, but there are things you can get on Amazon that you can put your equipment in.
Yes.
I know that. You click on it, and it's just, it's like click, click,
right
click.
Right there. Boom, bam.
Click the item. Click checkout. Click the last button, place order, and that's three clicks. To the best of my knowledge, and I don't think look, don't hold me to the fire on this one, but I believe it's three clicks.
Yes.
And that merchandise is yours, all right?
Yep.
Merchandise like the Behringer Effects Unit that I purchased. The Behringer Effects Unit with Cathedral, Concert, Club, Chamber, Delay, Chorus, Flanger, and Phaser, all different reverbs that I thought were actually vocal effects.
So it's just reverb then.
And so when you want to return something on Amazon, you just put it back in the box and send it back.
Piece of cake.
When you misorder it. Amazon.
Super easy.
Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Thank you very much. So cinnamon rolls. Mm-hmm. I talked about the fact that I was going to talk about this. Mrs. O'Mara's mother, my dear mother-in-law, the woman who happens to be with our modern family younger than I am, who has come down in an emergency way to
I thought she would have caught up by now.
She, to my age?
Yes.
No. Younger, fitter, healthier, all the good things.
Pretty.
Okay.
What? Still my she is. She's lovely.
She's pretty pretty.
It's still my mother-in-law. It's a cinnamon song?
Yes, it's the good sounds of Derek, Mike. It's cinnamon.
See, when he comes in here, that's all he thinks he has to do. He can put the cinnamon song on his
sit back. He said cinnamon. I have a cinnamon song.
So, cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
a wonderful confection.
Cinnabon.
A truly delicious
one
thing.
Of the best.
You know, an entire franchise, Cinnabon, predicated on the sale of these wonderful gooey treats. And so they made them in the O'Mara household, and I sampled one of these. But here's, in my humble opinion, where you ruin and where you over-Americanize the cinnamon roll, and that is you have this wonderful gooey, doughy treat mm-hmm. with like caramelized sugar and cinnamon that are interspersed within the roll that is baked. And then sometimes on the bottom, you have this caramelized gooey stuff.
Oh, because some
there.
Of it comes to the bottom. And
it is absolutely decadent.
The
it
best.
Is absolutely delicious. It is wonderful. Will someone tell me why in this country we always have to F up our food mm-hmm. by taking a vat of cream cheese icing and slathering an inch layer of sugar over something that already is zillions of calories of sugar to start with, and then you have to put cream cheese icing on the cinnamon roll? And I said to my wife, I said, she said, how is your cinnamon roll? I had this like 2 days ago. Mm. I said, it was fine when I scraped all the icing off of it. She said, why do you do that? I said, because it's complete. Look at my body. Do you think that I am averse to sugar? Mm. Do you think that I don't like a sugary treat once in a while? But you ruin the cinnamon roll by putting the crappy cream cheese icing. And by the way, cream cheese icing is disgusting. I think you might
have it has its place.
It's got a solid home.
It has its place. It has
I'm with
its
you,
place.
Mike.
No, what about on a carrot cake?
On a carrot cake. On a carrot cake, it rules.
The best,
I'm okay
right?
on a carrot cake yeah. if it's limited.
Yeah, but you're right about cream cheese icing.
People just slather it on there, and you see
toast.
It at Cinnabon. A toast.
Well, no,
toast.
Are you toast. Talking about cream cheese or cream cheese icing?
Can you give me the difference?
Yes,
see,
one is loaded with sugar.
I know. It's a cream cheese icing would be a frosting, a sugar, not cream cheese like you would slather on a bagel.
Yeah, I love it on my bagel.
Yeah, of course you do.
And what? By the way, you know, when someone needs to go out and get a few bricks of cream cheese.
Oh, Philadelphia brand cream cheese?
Yeah, don't you think you're getting artery clogging goodness
bricks.
When you have to go out there and do
sure,
that?
You know? Yeah. Does, you know, a lot of people don't buy them in bricks anymore, Mike. A lot of people go for the tub.
The tub of cream cheese.
Yeah. The brick is mostly for cooking.
No, cream cheese on a bagel? Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, it's the perfect.
Fantastic. That's great. Cream cheese icing on a carrot cake? Yes, acceptable. However,
moderation.
Too much of it.
What
yeah,
do they put on Cinnabon?
Well,
icing.
Cinnabon, I think, has cream cheese, and I think they have regular, just like a vanilla frosting. And you know what? Oftentimes it's overdone, but I don't think cream cheese and cinnamon play well together.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I'm talking about is the pure sugar. You've got this wonderful gooey treat that's all the sugar you could possibly want. Why do you need to sugarize it more? You
well,
know what I mean?
You know what? Maybe if they're overcooked and they're dry, maybe they need it.
No, these weren't. These were really, really
masking.
Good. Yeah. So late in the day, so I have one of these. And
okay.
I actually am exercising a little self-discipline.
How big were
they? It was probably the one I had was a little square out of the corner. It was not super big. Took the icing off, and that was fine, and I was kind of feeling meh, so I didn't like that. Then, later on in the evening, the little guy was out with Gammy and with Carla,
mm-hmm.
and Daddy had the full-fledged sugar attack.
Sure.
And I began to...
Do you blame the earlier Cinnabon on that, yes. the attack?
Oh, yes.
On the
oh,
earlier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
because
I
you
can
crave
bitch
it.
All I want about cream cheese, but
it's
I
a trigger.
Said,
yeah.
Where are the homemade cinnamon rolls?
And I'm going through the refrigerator where, you know, the logical
He went
place
to a
to
Rio gas station and kicked in a bathroom door.
So I'm looking for this. And Mrs., you know, they called me a squirrel when I was going to buy the Crown Victoria and try to look
yes.
like a cop. The real name for squirrel should go to my wife, Carla, who anything that is slightly decadent or nasty food, we don't have a lot of unhealthy food in the house anymore. Mm. When anything enters the door that is a little borderline, she, like a squirrel, will find her special super deluxe secret hiding place for it, and I'm screwed. I will not find it. The other day, I had a sweet attack again.
Right.
She's got these like protein cookies, these health cookies that she has. It's the only thing we have in the house. I had to go through like 8 layers of like rice cakes and rice rollers and ramen noodles and like dig through. And then I see this right in the back of the pantry cabinet. Mm-hmm. I see this tiny little basket, and the basket is looking at me and it's going,
Here I am.
Yeah.
This is Carla's secret hiding place with protein bars and chewy granola and special protein macadamia cookies just for you waiting back here.
And I went, I pictured
found
the voice.
It, cream cheese icing deliverer.
I thought the voice would be different. It would be, hello, I'm Health Cookie.
Health Cookie waiting for you right now. So, I don't know. I just wanted to talk
Isn't
about
it,
cinnamon rolls.
Doesn't Carla know not to have meth in a meth addict's house?
Yeah.
Like, you just
she
can't.
Does know, and she's really great at it. But when I need
but not
something,
perfect.
I never get to the point of really wanting to actually run out to the grocery store for a sugary item.
Mm-hmm.
I will go out if it's dinner and I'm on my own and there's literally nothing I want to cook in the house. There's nothing I want. I'll roll out to the local Publix and get my
Publix,
sub.
Mike, it's called Publix.
Oh, sorry about
That's
that.
Right.
Publix. You know, I'll do that or I'll go get some sushi. I will do that if it's regular food stuff. I won't do it for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to stoop to that level. So I will literally get crowbars out and start, you know, moving out some wall units just to see what the hell's
in
going
the
on.
Past. I have discussed some of the traits of the truly people that are born to be fat, one of
right.
which is combining foods. Like yeah. if you say, I'm going to have ice cream and cookies. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of that. I've done that. Another truly fat person will take pills with food. I've done that. If you don't want to like take aspirin with water, if you take aspirin with like, say, oh, I don't know, a bite of cake, you can do that. That's a fat
what?
Person
taken, you've taken pills with food?
Sure, of course I have. Applesauce is great for it.
Why would you have to do that?
What little kids do.
Do you hide
is that,
it
hold on,
cake?
wait. This is even better. Is that because you're too lazy like to go to the refrigerator and get
no,
water?
No, just
because
it's handy.
Like?
It's not
no,
lazy.
No, because it's an excuse for him to be like, well, I need to take something with this anyways instead of the white liquid that's tasteless. Or
I've just never heard of that before. I've never heard that you can actually do that.
And another fat person move is planning ahead to having desserts in the house, like having an emergency stash. And obviously you're not there because if there are times that it's not there.
What is in your emergency stash?
Last night I had two Hostess cupcakes because they were in the pantry.
What consists of an emergency?
And when you need to have some dessert. And
Oscar,
there aren't
maybe it's because you're wearing a tie today.
What?
That's just
I'm really
funny.
Curious.
What consists?
Like when is it go time?
It's like you're saying, what consists of an emergency, Mr. Spiewak?
Oh, excuse me, sir. But I say it would be probably parallel
so
to when you
talk
about this
black cupcake with the squiggly white icing on
always
it?
Always color with you, but yes. Yeah,
so you have that. Okay.
I have one of those in there, and I probably need to put something back into the emergency stash. But as you were talking
about... Do you
have
an emergency stash in your freezer?
I don't have anything in the freezer right now that would count.
Okay. No ice cream?
No, we are devoid of ice cream
but
right now.
Are the Hostess, are they put in a place where the kids can't find them
No,
either?
The kids could go out and get them if they wanted to.
What besides the Hostess cupcakes, what's in the emergency pantry? Let's call it Spiewak's emergency
yeah.
pantry.
I think there are some gummy bears right now. We are,
God bless
we are,
you, Rob.
We are
every
sad
day
low.
It seems lately.
Yeah.
It seems like almost every day we're doing this, but this one's bringing
me
great
joy. What about the pills? Do you have to put them inside the food and then just...
No.
Like
no,
a
no.
dog?
No.
Like a
no.
dog where you put the dog's pill in cheese?
Yes. They have to fool me. And that's the only thing, Oscar, to be honest, it's the
fool
only thing.
Yourself.
It's the only thing that's keeping me alive is when right. Carrie hides the pills in the table. Amazing. His blood pressure is normal today.
Put that horse pill in a Twinkie. He won't feel it. That should be fantastic. Good luck
but
with that.
But we are very, very low. I'll probably have to do some stocking up in the next day or so. However, right. I would say it's parallel.
Where do you buy your Hostess cupcakes?
I think
Costco?
These came from Giant. They were an impulse
buy.
Oh,
Giant.
Yeah,
right,
yeah when you do the
by the way, Rob, Safeway in the news today. Something you might
oh, excellent. I was an employee for many years.
Should be very
You know
very
what about Safeway, Mike? Great outfit.
Oscar,
yes.
What is your decadent treat? What is your go-to? Do you have anything
cheesecake.
In your home? Cheesecake?
Oh, no,
but you
no,
don't
no,
have anything
no,
in your
no,
house.
No.
Of course not.
I will at times when we're out and about get dessert when we're having dinner.
What's in your refrigerator?
Right now? Yeah. A bunch of yogurts and I think we've got distilled water. That's all we have right now in our fridge.
That's exciting. Can I come to your house?
But I mean,
and
just...
if you look on shelf 3 in the back, a seed, a cutaway seed on a piece of paper towel by itself, you can eat.
Shannon, come into the kitchen area and slice the seed. We'll all share the seed.
pour the distilled water onto the seed. And dinner will be ready in 5 minutes.
It's so sad. It's so true, though. That's all we have.
It's a caraway seed, you cow.
We will take a break. Oscar's got to fly out of here, and you take care. And
thank you.
Best to all the people you're going to see today.
Yeah.
So please pass along that. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's doing all right.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, Gary takes issue with how I'm booking this show.
Yeah, I do take issue. Yeah, very, very young women.
Hey, that's not entirely true.
Entirely? Clarify.
All right, so we have a fight on this episode. Also on this episode, Gary gets a needle stuck in his hand.
Boy, if that's not exciting and gets you to listen to our show, nothing will. Buy a t-shirt.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Share the joy of those two crazy kookalas doing that show, the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network.
You'll great episode this week. Gary really does get acupuncture on the air. He's quite tense.
That's a very, very exciting. That's worth tuning in. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You see it all the time. The big shaving companies, Big Razor.
Big Razor,
some new model, and then they charge even more than their already high prices. Inexcusable. Well, our friends at Harry's don't believe in upcharging. As a matter of fact, they just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. Harry's five-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet. I look forward to trying that one.
Yeah.
And a lubricating strip. And yes, the blades are still $2 each.
Wow.
You heard me correctly. $2 each, as opposed to the $4 or more you would pay at the drugstore. Plus, Harry's quality is always 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave. Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. You get a weighted razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, 3 precision 5-blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for just $15. Plus, for a limited time, our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first purchase. $5. That makes in an even better deal, and all you have to do is use the promo code TMOS. Go to HARRYS.com right now and enter the promo code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off and help support our show. That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS, and in advance, we thank you.
News.
Someone hacked Leslie Jones' website. You know, this is a very funny lady from Saturday Night Live who's taking an amazing amount of crap online.
It very seldom is there a celebrity that when they have this bad run, it pisses me off. But this pisses me off because I think she is funny in the rawest form. She kills me.
Yeah, and she went down to the Olympics and had a good time, and it seemed that tweaked some of the bigots out there, some of
and
the racists.
It goes back to the fact that she got just targeted for some reason. I know Ghostbusters sucked. It was a bad movie this summer, but for some reason, she was singled out. Not fair. She was by far not the worst thing in that movie.
So they hacked her website, posted personal info like her driver's license and passport, along with sexually explicit photos of her. Obviously, they also got into some other account of hers, like her phone and maybe the cloud.
Right.
They also posted a video of, I'm not going to justify it. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it. I was, but I'm not going to do it. It's just a racial garbage.
Yeah.
She ended up deleting her website. She quit Twitter briefly last month because of this kind of, I almost said the S word.
Understood.
She actually met with the CEO and got several accounts removed. The FBI is looking into this. Leslie hasn't commented yet. That's how you know it's heavy duty. She was just in Rio as part of NBC's coverage of the Olympics, and my heart goes out to her. She's a celebrity, but she's being completely
not
abused.
Fair.
And these dicks that do this, I hope they find them. God, I hope they find them.
Me that too. She's like one of the real only shining moments of Saturday Night Live last season.
Yeah.
When she would be on camera, it would be something to watch.
Really, just so obnoxious. Ryan Lochte needs some image rehab. Is Dancing with the Stars the answer?
Who called reality show? Thank you. Thank you.
We might find out because he's in talks to do the upcoming season.
Hey, that'll be
fun. Do they have? I don't know, man. I mean, it's just
morals.
It's just more. Yeah, I mean, screw that. I can't you let the dust settle a little bit?
We don't want to let the dust settle on Dancing with the Stars.
Jesus. A source says he's wanted to do the show for years.
Of course he does.
Bull crap. Come on. Obviously, they take him in a second. That's right out of the show's PR machine.
Of course.
Is it not? Meanwhile, James Feigen,
apologized for, I guess that's another one of the swimmers,
mm-hmm.
for his part in the Rio incident. But check this out. He also said Brazilian officials told him that in order to leave, he'd have to pay $31,250 and perform 15 days of community service. When his attorney said that was unreasonable, they upped the fine to $46,875. They finally agreed on a much lower price, $10,800. That's the thing I was pissed off about Ryan Lochte in the first place.
Because he bailed. Right?
Because there was culpability. I mean, you don't go to a gas station and expect to have a gun pointed at you.
Right.
It was bad enough, Ryan, stupid. You didn't need to embellish and then diminish what they had done originally. When you embellish something that happens to you, you ultimately make the bad guys look better.
Yep.
And that's what he was guilty of. Volleyball star Kerry Walsh Jennings would like you to know that Ryan is, quote, not a terrible person.
Thank you.
Oh. Hey, Kerry, hope you get that 50. Hope you're 50 when you're playing that beach volleyball. You know, keep up the good work. Congratulations on the bronze. And last but not least, people are saying that if Ryan gets even a six-month suspension from the USOC, it would be unfair because that's what they gave Michael Phelps for two DUIs in 2014. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's look. Whatever they do, they do. All I know is... all is not what it seems with this story.
And also, do you get pissed when they start trying to equate violations? I think it's got to be done case by case. And this is, for me, so much more grievous.
And we're so rushed to everything.
Yeah.
Rushed to judge, rushed to fix, rushed to punish, rushed to get him on a reality show. It just gets old.
It really does.
During a rally in Tampa yesterday, Donald Trump was talking about how support for Hillary Clinton is fading. Shocker. He said, quote, people don't know where she is, and her supporters have very little enthusiasm. The only people enthusiastic about her campaign are Hollywood celebrities, in many cases, celebrities that aren't very hot anymore.
Jesus.
So he's doing the same old sale. Now, I don't want to judge, but just since he brought it up, let's look at this a little more closely. Hillary just had a fundraiser hosted by Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Jennifer Aniston was also there. Her other supporters include Meryl Streep, Amy Schumer, Lena Dunham, George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's like a who's who.
Robert De Niro and Beyonce, just to name a few. Meanwhile, Trump's got Scott Baio, Anthony Sabato Jr., Chuck Norris, and Kid Rock.
That's right.
So, judge.
And you know what? It's another Trump thing where he does some sort of insult that's vague. Remember when he blamed Jeb of being lacking energy?
Yes.
These are stars. They lack enthusiasm.
They're just not hot anymore. I don't think so, but I'm told that. Anyway, a new study found the older you are, the happier you are.
Is that true, Mike?
Sure. The researchers found you're the most stressed out and miserable in your 20s and 30s, but as you get older, your levels of happiness, life satisfaction, and well-being all go up.
What BS study is that?
Why does this happen? Researchers think it's because you spend your 20s and 30s dealing with peer pressure and worrying about what other people think of you. I got news for you. It's show business. We never stop worrying about it. Okay?
Hey, you know what? I'd take 23 again.
Once you're finally old enough to graduate from all that and you learn to brush off the little stressful things in life, it just makes everything easier and you become happier. Mm. That's what they say. Figure it out for yourself, everybody. A 74-year-old guy near Austin named Ed Fleming recently told his grandson, Fleming, it's F-L.
Okay.
His grandson he'd go skydiving with him for his 18th birthday, so he's a pretty cool grandpa.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He asked if it was Bill Fleming.
Bill Fleming.
His grandson.
Thank you.
One of our grand, you know.
Very inside.
Is it? Yeah. Do you think so, Pony?
Yeah. Hey, let me just take this opportunity since Pony brought up. How about you, Bill? The skydiving company had a policy where anyone over 65 had to get cleared by a doctor first, so he went in and got a stress test, which usually involves walking on a treadmill while they check your heart. It turned out all five of his arteries were blocked.
Wow.
Ooh. Hey, Brian.
None of mine are.
Thank you. He says he thought they made a mistake at first because he felt fine, but they confirmed it and ended up doing quintuple bypass surgery.
That's
on
everything, man. That's a big one.
3 days later. His doctor says he would have had a massive heart attack at some point soon, and there was a good chance it would have happened when he jumped out of the plane. But he's doing great now, and he said he should get the all clear to go skydiving soon, which he is still planning to do.
Attaboy.
I like that story.
Isn't that's awesome.
Lovely?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. 43-year-old Noella Faye went into a Safeway. This is a little something for you right now.
Okay.
Safeway grocery store in Springfield, Oregon on Tuesday afternoon, and she tried to buy $2,200 worth of gift cards with a check. The check didn't clear.
Oh, God.
The check didn't clear, so they wouldn't sell her the gift cards, and she left. We don't know why she wanted them with a bad check, but it feels like maybe a scam.
Yeah.
Noella was so angry that she drove back to the store 8 hours later, plowed through the front doors, drove down an aisle to the back, flipped the car around,
wow,
drove back down a different aisle, went out the doors, and sped away. There were six people in the store at the time. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. The cops found the car abandoned about a mile away, but they were able to trace it to Noella, and they arrested her at her home for reckless endangering, hit and run, reckless driving, and criminal mischief.
Wow.
No word if this was the first Noella. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, as you enjoy a little Robert Palmer on Power 105 WAVA.
Do you talk C++?
Oh, yeah.
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Yeah.
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Oh. Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good. So please check it out.
Wonderful. Thank you, boys.
I never miss an episode.
Absolutely. Me too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bowl and Branch. The best way to ensure a good day is to get a good night's sleep the night before. That's easier and more affordable than you might think. All you need to do is change your sheets. That's right, your sheets. I want you to discover Bowl and Branch. It'll be the new standard of comfort that you'll measure everything else by. Bowl and Branch has reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. Everybody loves Bowl and Branch. They have thousands of five-star reviews. They've even been written about in the New York Times. Once you try them, they're in Forbes also, the Wall Street Journal. There are three U.S. presidents who sleep on Bowl and Branch sheets, by the way.
That's cool.
Doesn't
like
mention
that.
Them here. I'd like to know who they are. The thing is, when you put these on your bed and you try them, you're going to get addicted to them. They're that good. They're really fantastic. You can get their products at one place, bowlandbranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. To get you started, Bowl and Branch is offering our listeners $50 off their first set of sheets plus free shipping. Just use the promo code TMOS. Visit Bowl, B-O-L-L, and branch.com and try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Remember the code TMOS, bowlandbranch.com, and our promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS. Glorious comfort awaits you, just like the president. That's exciting. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, August 25, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
I wasn't going to lead with this, but since I'm so pissed off about your story about Ryan Lochte being on Dancing with the Stars, this tape surfaced yesterday. It's going viral very quick. It'll be everywhere by dinner time tonight. When he was promoting his reality show, What Would Ryan Lochte Do? He did an interview with Fox 29 Philadelphia. And they're one of those great morning shows that actually have personalities in the chair. New York is another one. And we have a good one here in D.C.
Yep.
Here he is being asked a question that seems to sort of elude him. So this tape will set up the next tape. Here's Ryan Lochte promoting his reality show sometime ago.
I'm a lot different than any other kind of Olympian. I mean, there's so much more to me than swimming. And I like to go out and have fun, like to go dancing, hang out with my friends. I like doing fun stuff like playing basketball, skateboarding.
What kind of line could somebody say? What would get your attention? Oh, really?
Good question. My philosophy is if you're a man at night, you got to be a man in the morning.
Now, not only is that telling for the way
he's such a dope,
he's going to appear several years later. It kind of floored the guys. I mean, this is 2 minutes on a morning show. Have your stuff together. When they finally cut away from him.
I'm thinking of the philosophy, Rob.
I know.
If you're a man at night, you got to be a man in the morning. Does that mean what? If you go out and party, you got
to
walk the girl home or something?
Tell the truth to your mom, at least. But when they cut the satellite feed, the anchors really don't hold back on the fact that this guy's a moron. Now, keep in mind, this is a couple years ago, but okay. It's just starting to resurface now.
Ryan, good luck to you. We'll be watching.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I can't do it. I can't.
Seriously, how are they going to get enough material? What was the question that stumped him?
What a woman can say.
Oh, what a woman. I guess silence impresses him.
No, it's just a woman couldn't say anything. We're all gonna get in trouble.
Seriously, how are they gonna put together like 13 weeks of programming?
He's so cute.
Oh, he is cute.
That's brilliant.
It goes on a little longer. The lady actually laughed her eyelash off. I kid you not.
That's
all right. Among the list of things I hate, Mike, one of the things I hate the most is something called a YouTube sensation or a YouTube star.
Sure.
Because my kids, the teens, will come up and say, Dad, don't you know about him? He's a YouTube star.
Oh, God, happens to me with my kids, too. It's terrible.
So this is a guy that does bathtub stunts. Okay, just let that lay there for a sec.
Bathtub stunts?
Yeah, here's the setup for his most recent bathtub stunt.
What's up, guys? And today, I'm back at it again with another crazy bath video. This time I'm filling the bathtub with lots of chili. Oh God, this is gonna hurt so bad.
So what he did is
he say? He's filling it with lots of chili?
Lots of chili, but that's...
Is he a foreigner?
He
sounds like he's got a heavy accent. Lots of chili.
I think he's a lazy American is what he is. I put this video on our Facebook page if you want to watch it. Chili is not appropriate. What he did is 1,250 bottles of hot sauce, and he floated some chili peppers on top of it. And I think he goes in nude. It's hard to tell. But the sound.
Now I'm listening.
Here's the sound. And by the way, Mike, this is why we are hate. Ryan Lochte is not why the rest of the world hates us. This is why the rest of the world hates us. This guy gets into a bathtub.
This is kind of under the same thing as jumping into the cactus, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So he's going to be pain here.
Submerge his body and even his face in 1,250 bottles of hot sauce.
Let's do this. Give me a towel.
Idiot.
Oh my god. I'm done. Ooh, I'm done. Take me out.
I think he went into his Duke.
If you watch the time progression, Mike, you can almost watch the entrance.
That translates pretty well. That's pretty funny. I love that. That's
great.
The only way I love those videos is if something like that happens.
Do you ever look at The View anymore? The show The View?
Hardly ever. Probably not at all, Rob.
Do you know that it is now about to start its 20th season?
It's amazing. And Whoopi's still going strong, right?
And they've commissioned a new theme song for Mary J. Blige. And tell me, is this just a little too hip for The View?
That's their new theme?
Yep. It sounds like Barbara Walters to me. Don't you think?
I don't mind it. I actually don't mind it. Actually, it's a little catchy.
Keeping it hip,
you know?
So who's
even on that show anymore?
I don't know. Because of our schedule, now I watch, I think it's called The Talk, the Julie Chen show.
Which has done really better in the ratings recently,
I believe so, and it's fun to watch.
I don't think it has a beat in The View, but I know it's come on
as a
legitimate
solid
competitor.
It's very, very solid, and it's Sarah Gilbert, the girl who was on Roseanne.
Yeah.
I love to watch, and every day there is some topic that she doesn't get involved in. She looks like, you know what it's like having a 14-year-old on your panel,
mm-hmm.
because she sits there with her arms shut and doesn't talk.
Right.
So that's
right.
That's that show. So anyway.
It's Sarah Gilbert, Betty White, and Pearl Bailey.
Exactly.
Those are the people that are on the
like
talk.
The late Pearl Bailey, but she's still there.
Doing great. Really? Animatronics.
That's right, honey.
Hey, how are you, honey? What's today's topic, honey?
I was watching them Kardashians, honey. Mm-mm-mm.
Pearl, you say the craziest stuff.
That's right.
Pearl Bailey, would Pearl Bailey have been great on a show like The Talk?
The greatest. That's right. Yeah. Or in a softcore porn. Softcore. Classy,
right,
Mike.
Let's move on.
That's
My
right.
God.
I'm not going to show you that, honey.
Watch out.
Now, yesterday, out of the blue, you did Gene Simmons on a read, which I always enjoy when you do your Gene Simmons impression.
Yeah, somebody liked the fact that I said at some point I'm going to go full Israeli. So, he's Israeli. That's why I said that.
But. The thing is, he's actually promoting a small venue Kiss tour right now. So you were sort of prescient that he's doing some media right now.
Well, I might have seen this. Is this the one where he talks about the prize that you get backstage?
No, this is talking about a guy who asked him to sign his ass.
Okay.
And
okay,
anytime I can that's hear better. About Gene Simmons talking about pants coming down, baby, I'm all in. So all we'll in. Close with this today. Here is a Kiss frontman, Gene Simmons.
There was a guy, I don't know why, who had my makeup designed on one part of his cheek, and the other eye was on the other part of the cheek, if you see what I mean. And the crack between, I guess, was his nose or something. So usually people ask you to kiss their A. But he said, would you please sign my ass? I go, what? So he pulls his pants down, and I see my makeup on his cheeks. He also said he could do musical, theater. I go, no, just save that. I think I know what you mean.
Sign it, honey. That's Gene Simmons. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Gene Simmons, always funny. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. All messages and birthday requests, like we did today for our weekly mailbag segment, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And thank you for the quality that we get from you guys. It's
Love
really
it.
Fun every week. We
yes.
really enjoy it. That's because of you. And keep them coming strong. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, Brian Baruti.
Ciao, ciao.
Ta-ta.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.